to running errands and stuff like that. Here's the deal. We've got a bunch of leaders running around saying they're not administrative. Yeah? And then we've got a bunch of people running around who are administrative, but don't feel valued in the church and actually are operating out of another gift. And yet in 1 Corinthians 12:28, there is a gift. It's called the gift of government, sometimes translated as the gift of administration. And I'm telling you, we need it now. The corporate world is stewarding change in this world at a pace that is unprecedented. And yet it's ours. Change management, transformation of society, transformation of culture. It's ours. It's ours, yours and mine. One of my definitions of a revivalist is an agent of change. You see, people who have a gift of administration in the corporate world, they're often change managers, strategic managers. We are agents of change. We need this. And we need the encounters with the glory cloud as we've had here. But they mustn't be to cause us to camp out. See, what's been the history of the church is that we've built tents and we've said, here's the rules. And this is how you become a part of this. And tragically, we've entertained a political spirit. And that political spirit's caused division after division after division. And I believe that the mandate on this house and on many of us, the mandate is quite simply this, is a relational movement that covers this entire globe, and that we all join hands and we don't have things that divide us, but we have things that unite us. And those things that unite us are the encounters with the power and the presence of God. The tragedy would be, wouldn't it, if encounters with the glory of God became a sign outside our church that somehow said, we once encountered that, but where are we now? All of these things have to be used to move us forward, to take us to where I believe we're called to go. He taught you a little bit about the gift of administration, and just I want to reframe this in your minds. In 1 Corinthians 12:28, the word is the Greek word is kibonesis. And the word means to steer, and it only appears once in the Bible. Now, sometimes words that only appear once in the Bible make me nervous because I think surely there should be more emphasis on them. And then other times I think that words appear once, only once in the Bible are a secret that's been hidden for those who have the eyes to see, to go and dig it out and to find it. And that there's treasure in some of those secrets because they only appear once. Will there be somebody who would dare to pick that one word up and run with it? And there you see in 1 Corinthians 12:28, it's in exalted company, apostles, teachers, workers of miracles, healers. And then all of a sudden you find administrations or gifts of government and gifts of helps. It's hidden just there. It's hidden to be found. And the word means to steer. And I believe that it is a true gift, and it's the gift of steering towards the vision.